Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get it started, get it started.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Sherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're doing.
Hi, everyone. Happy Manic Monday. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show Network, and it's so good to be back after being away for weeks due to some unexpected health issues, but things are much better now, and we are back. It's May 21st, 2018, and I'm so glad you are here with us tonight because our amazing Manic Mondays host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, has a fantastic show lined up for you. With a very special guest from Big Brother Canada 6, Hamza Hatoum will be here with Michelle to discuss BB Can 6, the cast, the challenges, the alliances, the winner, and everything in between. Now, I know that since we've been away for weeks, surely our listeners have some questions they'd like to ask, so get them ready and call in to welcome Michelle back and ask Hamza your best questions. There are two ways you can ask questions during tonight's show. You can call in, as I just mentioned, or You can click our link and scroll down until you see our live chat room, where you can post questions and we will ask them for you on air if you're just too shy to call in. But you really shouldn't be, because we don't bite, I promise. I do have a few really, really quick pieces of business I need to attend to before we start the show. So I'm going to do this as fast as I possibly can, because I know Michelle is dying to get back on air. So here goes. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who posted well wishes for me on my Facebook page, sent private messages, and said prayers for me. Words can't express how much all of that meant to me. I just can't say enough about how much that meant to me then and still means to me today. Obviously, your prayers were answered because we're back. So I thank you all a million times for your love and your concern. Number two, I want to say thank you a million times to Eric Firm for the beautiful handmade scarf he made just for me. I know it takes a long time to knit a scarf like that, and I can't even tell you how touched I am that he made this just for me. I love it, and I will cherish it forever. So thank you so much, Eric. As I said, I will cherish that scarf forever. Number three, I want to say thank you to my husband, who took care of me so well through this whole event. I've had some terrible things go on in the last few weeks, and he took great care of me. And not only did he care for me, but he also took care of our two little Italian greyhounds, because I was too sick to even care for them. But he stepped up and he did it all. And I also need to thank him for something else. Last weekend was our 20th wedding anniversary, and for my gift, he replaced my original wedding ring set with a beautiful new wedding ring set that is much nicer than my original set. It's got a 1-carat center diamond and lots of smaller diamonds all around that, and the wedding band has lots of diamonds on the top and sides of the band, and it's nearly 2 carats of diamonds, and it's just beautiful. It's in white gold, and it's just a breathtaking set. So to my awesome husband, I just want to say thank you so much, and I love you to the moon and back, and I always will. And to Michelle Costa, thank you so much for being so loyal to the Rad Reality Show, and for your love and concern while I was sick. I love you, Michelle, and I always will. Now, let's bring up Michelle and get it started in here. Hi, Michelle. How are you, sweetie? So good to be back with you.
We are back. We're back. We're back, and we're better than ever. I am concerned, though. I'm concerned about your back. With the 2-carat ring hanging off your finger, I hope you will be okay. Just make sure you're timing it properly. Take it off a little bit, stretch out, then put it back on. You know, we just wanted to get your back ready, and then for this 2-carat ring, man, can I borrow Rich sometime? Come on now, go Rich, woo!
He's been pretty good to me, I gotta say. Not giving him up.
No. All right. Well, I mean, I'm just gonna borrow him. I was gonna bring him back, but okay. anyway, I just want to say thank you for everything, Cherry. I'm just so glad that you are back, and and every day that you're improving. I know that you're not 100% yet, but you sound great and amazing, and I am just glad that you guys have supported us during these times. And, you know, stuff, life happens, but, you know, there's times where you got to take a step back and say, okay, you got to figure this out before we can move forward. And so we're figuring it out. So we're just glad that Cherry is feeling better. So I just want everybody who's been sending me messages asking about Cherry, thank you for your support. So we have time crunch today, so we want to make sure that we're getting your questions in for Hamza, who is going to be, I'm going to be calling him, so we're going to be getting him on the show in about a minute or two. As Cherry said, if you want to ask any questions, 347-237-5506. Or pop it in the chat room. I've had my questions for Hamza laminated, so I didn't lose them. So they're in special lamination. And I put them in a safe underground, so nothing would happen to it. So they're very special. So once again, I'm going to be right back, Cherry. Maybe you can just talk quick about Survivor finale coming up. We'll might not be able to talk about that, but I'm going to click off to get Hamza on, so I'll be back.
Okay. Yes, once again, I just wanted to, I'm not going to talk about Survivor. I just want to say thank you to everyone while Michelle is gone for all the well wishes. There are so many on my Facebook page. I don't know if I'll get to each and every one of them individually. I'm going to try. But there's been so many messages and well wishes and comments and private messages, and I just want to say thank you. It meant so much to me, and I can't even tell you how much it's meant. And Rich has been such a support, taking such good care of me, and I couldn't have made it through without him. So I've had great support, and it means a lot. So we've got some of our regulars in our chat room. Jason, thank you so much for the poster, babe. It was awesome, as always, and always glad to have you back. And Kim Solari's in the chat room. We've got Charlotte's mom.
Charlotte.
Yes.
I'm back.
Hi, okay. Michelle. Do you have somebody with you?
Yes, so we have to have a nice introduction for him. So if you could introduce him, Ms. Cherry Pie, because I know you'd like to do the introductions. And, you know, let's just go with the flow here. Let's do it.
From Big Brother Canada 6, we have Mr. Hamza Hatoum with us. Yay. You want me to? I can do this.
You can do it. Anybody else.
There we go.
Hamza, are you there?
I'm here. I was expecting King of Chaos.
Well, we got you applause instead, and we're popping bottles, and the streets are going crazy. So welcome to Manic Monday. We're so happy to have you on.
I'm happy to be part of your show. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, everybody, just so you guys know, Hamza was supposed to be on a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately, we had to postpone it due to Miss Cherry Pie having her issues with her health, but she's doing so much better, Hamza. I know you're probably happy to hear that.
Yeah. I'm happy to hear that, yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad that she's doing better.
Yes.
That's the best.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So this is an exciting show. We're back. Cherry's doing good. My laminated script for Hamza, I've unburied from my backyard.
We could have just winged it, we could
have just winged it. Well, I always wing it, but, it's just the buildup. So, Hamza, first off, I just want to say, can you just say entertainment factor to the max? I mean, you gave us pure entertainment. Was that what your plan was, to give just good TV, gameplay, like you came there for a reason and you're going to give it to us and yourself as well? That was your game, right?
To be honest, like, I'm telling you, it wasn't like I wasn't acting or anything. I wasn't playing. I was just trying to be myself. And I went into the game, I was like, I'm just going to be myself and I want to do myself proud. And sucks that I didn't last a little bit longer. But yeah, I mean, I guess I turned out to be an entertaining person, and hopefully you'll see me in the future.
Oh, well, I definitely could tell that you weren't putting on an act. That was you to the T.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to act like that because eventually what doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash, but you played a consistent game throughout. You wanted to stop the kumbaya, everybody happy.
God.
You know, the couples are here. Everybody's going to be happy. You just wanted to, like, make some game moves, make some money moves.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we're there to play the game. That's what it is. You know, we're there to play the game. Let's play the game. But, hey, you know what? It bit me in the ass. I kind of played myself, I guess. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm still happy. I'm still happy.
Well, this is the thing. I don't like to say if you think you played a different game or you made different moves, would it turn out different? We don't know that. We don't. But was there something that you would want to do different or that you would have chose maybe a different person to put on the block that you think now looking back that you wanted to do differently?
Yeah. I mean, I should have stuck with – the thing is, here's the thing. Would I have played a different game? Probably not because, I mean, I can't just go against what I believe in. You know, I can't just go in and throw a bunch of comps, not compete. You know, from week one, I had a target on my back, you know, as one of the athletic guys in the house, one of the guys that's going to win competitions, all that. I was trying to stir up the pot a little bit. I was just there to have fun, you know. But probably, you know, maybe I should have put up Derek next to Jesse, probably was what I should have done. That was my plan, and I don't know why I didn't go through it, you know, but I should have probably done that.
Yeah, it's like in hindsight, like, oh, you know, I could have done this, I could have done that, but yeah, still at the end of the day,
well,
you don't know.
The thing is, yeah, and then when you're in the house and, like, at first you're like, okay, I want to target this person, and then you end up building a relationship with that person, you're like, maybe this relationship could, you know, further me in the game. So, you know, there's different reasons that people outside the house, you know, genuinely don't really understand as much, but, and you know how it is. When you're in the house, it's different.
Yeah, it's a different world. Let's talk about that. So, it is a different world. Everybody from the outside of the fishbowl thinks it's just, you know, well, I could do that. I'd never cry. I'd be going after this person. I mean, explain to people what it really is to be in that house, you know, being a fan yourself and then being actually in the house. It's a totally different world, right?
Being in the house is so much harder than you think. It's such a psychological mind. Like, you know, it's just psychologically hard. Physically hard, mentally hard, emotionally hard. You know, I thought I was such a strong person before I went in, and you know, I still think I am a strong person. But you're gonna have times where you're gonna feel like I don't want to be there. You're gonna have times where you're gonna feel like I'm so happy to be there. You're gonna have times where you're gonna cry. You're gonna be happy. Like it's just you have extremes of like highs and lows, and there's just so much time to kill, and you're constantly thinking about game and stressing, and it's just yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, like the concept of Big Brother being like, okay, it's a competition game, but the fact that you actually, like, live with these people and you're having dinner with them and you're sitting around with the downtime, you get to know them, then at the end of the day when you were planning on getting them out, your story changes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's hard when you get someone out, like, genuinely, even, like, if game-wise you don't like somebody, but, like, again, like, when you're living with someone in that house for so long, for, like, a month, you know, literally, you tend to build relationships with everybody. You just become this one big family. And even when you disagree game-wise, it's still hard to send someone out. Like, it's not as easy as people think. But, again, I was there to make big moves. I was there to create chaos. And, you know, I tried to stick to that as much as possible, and it bit me in the ass.
Well, I mean, some could say that,
spending one week in the Big Brother house is like spending almost 6 months of time with somebody on the outside because
yeah.
You're with
yeah.
them 24 hours a day. You know, people don't realize how much
like
time you spend, you know, together. It's just
yeah,
so magnified.
The days go by so slow. Like, you feel like you're in there. Every day feels like, you know, I was in there for a month and I felt like I was in there for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, mind over matter, but sometimes it doesn't help to be able to separate your emotions. It's just, it's so difficult to try to do that because you're so taken out of the outside world that becomes your entire world is that house and those people that live in that house. Like, that's all you think is happening. Like, obviously, you know, the loved ones and everything, but there's a time that you're just kind of like, this is it. This is my world, you know? And it's very psychologically draining at times. Or all the time, what am I saying? I'm trying to Yeah. I'm trying to be nice.
It sure is. It sure
it's a
is.
Lot. Well, let's talk about being a Big Brother fan. So how long before you were on Big Brother Canada, were you watching Big Brother? Did you watch the U.S.? Did you watch other countries? Did you just watch Canada? Let people know out there because I'm sure they want to know.
You know, I've watched a couple seasons from Big Brother Canada, and I've watched like 2-3 seasons of Big Brother U.S. as well. I haven't been like this longtime fan, but like for the recent years, I was, you know, I was more of a fan, and I got into it more and more. And yeah, so you know, I wish I knew a little bit more about the game. You know, I don't think I was that good of a player. I think, like you said, I was more of an entertainer than a player. But now I know for next time what to do. That's for sure.
Well, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, you can't think about it and go, if I had done this, I would have stayed longer.
Yeah,
because
no,
if you had done this, you could have left week one, right?
Earlier, exactly.
So you don't really know, but I think that your gameplay was from the outside looking in, like what you were giving us in like diary rooms and stuff like that. You were like entertaining and stuff. What you were doing in the house that they could not really see but realize what you were doing is that you were trying to put – like a wrench in people's games, kind of splitting and dividing
yeah.
the house.
Left and right, yeah.
I was trying to
do that. I
think that's a good game move, don't you think so? Like trying to get people to go after each other and forget about you kind of in that scenario?
I mean, I'm telling you, before the double eviction happened, I thought I could even throw the double eviction and I was going to still be in the house. But worst case scenario happened. I literally saw myself being in final two. I'm telling you, like, it's, yeah. I mean, I tried to throw a wrench into people's games and stuff like that, but the summer camp vibe was really strong in there. It was really hard to break.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, like, the couple scenario? I mean, do you think it would be easier to join forces with a couple depending on how they're sitting with the house or to get them out first, you know, like kind of ride their coattails or, you know, get them out right away? It's kind of hard to kind of rationalize it, right?
The thing is, with our cast, I thought, you know, if we kept the showmans a little bit, they would always be, like, targets ahead of me. But for some reason, nobody was targeting them. You know, nobody was seeing how strong they were going to be. And, you know, to be fair, for the first 3-4 weeks, they didn't do anything, really. But then, you know, they kind of picked it up towards the end of the season when a lot of the bigger players were gone. But, you know, I thought, you know, if I aligned myself with them, they would be my shield. But that's not the case. People didn't target them. They didn't feel the need to target them, you know. So, yeah. It's unfortunate.
It is. You know, it's always, you know, you always want to get out the people that are, you know, a team that you definitely know for sure. And when it comes to a guy-girl scenario, it's kind of one of those things definitely for sure. But they always seem to make it to the end, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And they were both pretty strong people. So, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it was. We let it slip. I mean, I can't say much because I should have done the same thing in my HOH week. But, you know.
It is what it is. Next time, All Stars.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
going back
sure.
to All Stars.
There's no All Stars about me.
Yeah, well, I just want you to know that I'm Team Hummus.
Yeah.
So I know there's a lot of Team Hummus out there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was.
Thank you. I feel humbled.
Yes, I was excited for you, and I still said, you know what, like, I'm sad to see him go, but you know what, he went out doing things that, you know, I wish I could do in my aspect, like just when I was playing the game.
Yeah,
like, I was like an emotional person, you know, so.
I'm definitely proud of the way I went out, the way I played, you know, being out on a double or triple or something like that. You know, you always, you can't really feel too bad because you're like, you know, I didn't really have a chance to do anything, so you don't really feel too bad, but.
Yeah, but still, you definitely put a wrench in a lot of people's games. Definitely kept talking about you and kept talking about you. So even though you weren't there technically, you definitely left your mark.
Time.
Yeah.
I was hoping to be the little devil on everyone's shoulder the whole time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your sensitive side, okay? Because we saw you be a little sensitive. Like, I was like, can we please just have him win HOH? And we saw you team up with Veronica and you guys kick some ass. And, you know, you ended up getting HOH and you got a letter and a video. You got to see your girl. How was that?
See, I don't know. They didn't show it for a lot on the thing. I cried for a good 45 minutes.
Listen, I didn't have to see it. I knew it.
I
think everybody knew it.
everybody sees me as this arrogant, cocky guy. And you know what? Whatever I am, I'm overconfident, whatever. But I'm a pretty sensitive person. You know, I have a big heart. And I cried a lot in the house, probably almost every day or every second day.
That shows crazy power, and that shows me a lot because that house is hard. I cried every day.
It's hard. And you miss your family, you miss your loved ones, and you miss everything about the outside world. And sometimes I'm telling you, you have lows where you just go mentally crazy, and it's hard. It's really hard. But I mean, I'm so thankful to have such a, to be selected out of the people that applied and everything. So it's a blessing.
Now, how was that feeling when you finally got to see Carolyn and your family and stuff? So, like, how was their experience watching you when you got home and you were able to talk to them? Were they as proud of you as, all of us were with your gameplay and how you presented yourself in the house?
Yeah, everyone. The thing is, when I first exited the house and I saw all the reception that I got a standing ovation and people, people's reception to me and, like, the fact that, I didn't know that I did that well at first. And, seeing her for the first time and, I don't know how long, that was amazing. Like, you're sad leaving the house, but then as soon as you see your family, your friend, and how they were proud of you and everything, you just, it's just amazing. It's an indescribable feeling.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because, I keep telling you, you played a great game and you did really good. And, I'm in the U.S., so it's kind of difficult to keep up with what happens when the live feeds, I try to watch it. So, I knew that everybody was Team Hummus, but then when you stepped out and you came to see us and talk to her, I mean, there was a standing ovation. I mean, there was nobody sitting down. Did that give you a little bit of like, obviously I did something in there good, even if I'm out right now, I definitely left my mark. That must have felt great.
Oh, yeah, that gave me chills. That gave me chills. I didn't even know what to say. Like, when I stepped out, I'm like, I was so sad. And then as soon as I saw that, I was just like, wow, like, this can't be happening. It was just an amazing, amazing feeling. Like, I hope everybody gets to experience it once in their lifetime, just the feeling of being appreciated or, just like people loving you for doing something. And it's just amazing.
And basically just for being yourself, with circumstances that were a little bit different than ordinary. But I think that crowd definitely showed how much that they enjoyed everything that you brought to the Big Brother game. How is it feeling like about the fact that the Big Brother Canada season was at one point, like, that's it, no more, there's no return. And then you guys came back with Big Brother Canada 6, and you guys came back strong. Have they said anything about a return for next season? Have you guys heard anything about that up in Canada? We don't really get some of that news down here, so maybe you heard something that you can follow?
To be completely honest, I didn't even know that was the whole consensus. Like, I didn't even know about the whole cancellation or anything like that. And, ever since then, we haven't heard anything yet. It's probably still pretty early, but, looking at the numbers and everything, I would say there's a pretty good chance that, like, from what happened, like, this season, whatever, there's definitely a pretty good chance that there's definitely going to be another season or two or three or four or whatever.
Hey, I'm hoping for that,
like,
too.
I don't know anything. I wouldn't be able to answer that, like right off the top of my head. That's definitely a production question.
All right, and we don't talk about production, so that's...
You can't talk about production, yeah.
Cannot talk about production. Okay, so this is going to be just a couple of, like, questions. I had, like, so many people asking me different questions. A lot of them, they're same. So
yes.
Out there, I'm sorry if I'm not getting to all your questions, but a lot of you have the same one. So
yep.
I can't go and say everybody's names that sent me DMs for the past, like, month
and
a half. Okay. So a lot of the questions... Are you throwing shade? So apparently I seen a couple things here and there, and us in the Big Brother world, we communicate or see stuff. And were you throwing some shade of any people while they were in the house? Maybe a couple comments during the double eviction, maybe other house guests joining in. Like, what's up with the shade? We love the drama outside the house. What's up with that? Is there still drama going down? Like, what's up?
I mean, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to throw a couple shades here and there. You got to stir it up a little bit. You got to keep it fun for people, keep them entertained, you know. There's always going to be drama between people. You're putting 16 people in a house. You don't expect us to all get along, right?
Mm-hmm. Then we call that a dysfunctional family.
For the most part,
Michelle, we have a caller.
We got lucky.
When you're
we got
ready.
A lot of good people in our season. So it hasn't been bad or anything, but, you know.
Hey, not saying that the shade is bad.
There's definitely shade here and there.
Not saying that the shade is bad. This is a nice shady tree I like to sit under sometimes. You know what I mean?
If people don't like the fact that I just spit facts, that's their problem, not mine.
Hey, everybody's got their opinion, right?
Yeah.
It was just a lot of people were talking about this. I was like, what did I miss? And I'm like going back and I'm going like, I thought it was like some like big stuff. And I'm like, it's just kind of like you said, like facts, like, you know.
Exactly.
So I just didn't know if there was some things that I missed out on. So I just want to, you know, I want to hear it from your mouth, you know.
What you see is what you get.
That's right. All right, people that ask me out there, you got it? Just stating facts. Facts is all you're going to get. Hashtag truth. Okay?
That's it.
All
you got in this world, man.
That's all you got.
The thing is, if people are going to take things too seriously or whatever, if people can't handle someone's comment to them, then honestly, they're babies.
Listen, people love
That's
it.
That's all there is to it. There's a lot
people
of people that,
it.
You know. Yeah. I mean, hey, you can't, if you're going to dish it, you better take it.
Exactly. And you know what? It's all opinions. We all have them.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. That's what people don't understand. Like, you know, I have my opinion about somebody. Someone else has their opinion about somebody. Like, you're not going to love everybody. You know, you're not going to hate everybody, you know. Just because I think that so-and-so did so-and-so doesn't mean, if you don't think that, that's fine. That's your opinion. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. That's it. It's just, that's the right you have to be on social media. The right to be able to say what you want to say to a certain extent. Obviously, we're not talking about racism kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's a different thing. But when it comes to the Big Brother game, people, you know, there's lines drawn. Not anybody do I know that's like, I love everybody that's been on Big Brother and I love everybody's gameplay and I think everybody's, no, that's not what happens. You like one person's gameplay, you like the way one person competed, you like one person's strategy, you hated the person for crying. I mean, it's just, that's the Big Brother fandom world.
Exactly.
And that's something we'll talk about in a minute. But Ms. Cherry Pie said we have a caller. So
we do.
Let's take a call and see what kind of questions they got up their sleeves. All right.
Okay. We have Ms. Kim Solari on the line with us. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Cherry.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
What's
Hi, Hamza.
Hi.
Hamza? Hi. I'm Team Hummus also.
Team Hummus.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wanted to ask you, I know you had some issues with Olivia in the house, but I wanted to find out, after you got home and you could see watching her and Allie and with the game they were playing, did you have a different opinion or do you still have the same issue?
I mean, I'm always going to have a sour taste in my mouth because that's so, you know, she got rid of me. But honestly, her and Allie are, like, they're pretty funny people, and I actually enjoyed watching them. That's like, to be completely honest, they were pretty funny, and especially together, they were a good duo, and I definitely enjoyed watching them. There's not really that much animosity, though.
Yeah. So you're Team Ding Dong.
Are you starting some shady stuff there, Kim? I mean, come on.
No.
You wanted more than what he was giving you.
I know, but I'm trying to play nice.
I know, like, in the beginning, Olivia really wasn't doing anything at all, nothing. And then, you know, as time went on, she started to change a little. Yeah.
She never did anything, really, the whole time. The whole time she was there, she really didn't do anything besides getting me out. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
She really didn't do much. That's the truth.
Right.
She was just chilling there, you know? I can't remember anything else that she did, really. If you can, please refresh my memory.
I know. And I have
We're
one more question.
We're just all sitting under the shady tree right now. We're just staying out of the sun. We don't want to get burned.
I'm being good. And my other question is, can I ask another one?
Yes, of course, Kim.
Okay.
Yes.
I know you and Marin were really, really close, and at that time, you and Will were really close. If you stayed in the game,
yeah,
would you have stuck with Will and Marin, or would you have maybe gone a different way, or what do you think?
Good question.
No, 100%, I would have definitely stayed loyal to Marin till the end. Like, till the end. I would have stayed loyal to him till the end. Like, I would have taken the final two with me if I could. Will, I don't know. I would have used his temper or something to get, you know, to keep him kind of in front of me, but you can't trust Will that much. And he showed it, you know.
Yeah.
At first, I really did, but you can't really.
Yeah.
Marin, though, on the other hand, he's probably the most loyal person you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah.
And let's,
I really liked the relationship you guys had.
Yeah, I loved it.
He's too nice for Big Brother.
Yep.
He's too nice for Big Brother. Hey, listen, that could be a good thing, you know, depending on the different chess pieces that you have in the house, right?
Yeah. But people take advantage of that.
True. But also they take advantage to the point where they can just keep them around. Next thing you know, you kept them to the end, and it turned around and bites you in the butt. So you just really never know which way to go. But I agree with the Marin, with the Will, because he was kind of a little in the beginning, I could see him being like, you know, loyal, but then it started kind of fading a little bit. And I'm not saying anything bad about Will, it's just the way the game was at that time for him, right?
He was flip-floppy.
I mean,
he was.
He was very flippy-floppy, that's for sure. I love him, though. He's a good guy. I love him, but, you know, he would go anywhere.
Nah, I know. And then giving up that Final Four, the veto there, that was crazy.
Mm. Yeah, what?
That was stupid.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst move.
But it is what it is. He thinks he did a good job. I told him otherwise. I told him you didn't do that good of a job. But...
What did he look at you with, like concern? Like, he was kind of, like, astonished by what you said?
At least I made it to Final Four. And I'm like, yeah. But it doesn't mean that you did a good job. Maybe you could have won some money. Try it for a competition. You could have won some money.
Yeah, true.
It
didn't work out for him. But at the end of the day, flip-flopping, I just don't think that even if he went to Final Two that he would have won, I don't think. Because
Probably not. But I mean, if he made Final Two, that's fine. You still get some money.
Oh, yeah. You know, at that point, you know, you'd be like, okay, well, I still win at the end of the day. Well, Kim, do you have any other questions, or is that it for now? Glad that you are called in, by the way. Missed you, girl.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope I'd like to see you and Carolyn on maybe Amazing Race or something.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be cool.
For sure. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Maybe
I have
a chance to win.
I see that as a commercial. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kim, for calling in.
Thanks, Hamza.
No problem.
Thanks, Kim.
All right. A couple of different things that people wanted to know. How was your have-not experience? Was it just like you just wanted to rip your eyes off, or was it like, not so bad, you know, slop and all that other stuff, like blah, 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 blah?
It was the definition of hell.
Yeah.
Literally, it was hell. Like, I can't even lie to you about that. It was just pure hell. Like, sleeping on the ground is hell. Eating, no, not eating food is hell. Plus, the catacombs are scary, and I'm scared of the dark.
Oh, did they have a night light in there for you? Anything?
No, it was hell. I slept by the door the whole time.
Because it had a little light beaming from underneath it?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know? I literally slept by the door. I was so scared. You know, you guys don't even know, man. Like, everyone's in there. Like, first of all, I'm uncomfortable, but, like, I was scared. I was legit scared.
Well, because you kind of probably thought something was going to come out of somewhere at one point, right?
The thing is, I thought something was going to come out of the tomb to scare the shit out of us, and I would have pissed my pants.
Yeah.
I got to stop swearing, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, no, you can swear. No, you can swear.
You know.
I got a potty mouth.
Bad mouth.
So
yeah.
I'm a sailor in my past life.
I definitely have a bad mouth.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's bad.
You don't mind. It's okay. I mean, I'm usually pretty bad, but I've tried to tone it down since the past 10 years of doing this.
Yeah,
I've gotten better.
Yeah, I'm pretty terrible. So it's really hard.
It's okay. Well, we got so many more questions.
Those promotions
okay.
You keep
so,
getting at work,
speaking,
Michelle.
Yeah, I know. It's these promotions have put me more mainstream.
You have to keep your potty mouth to a minimum. All these promotions.
Yeah, my potty mouth.
Getting...
I got to regulate it. Oh, anyway.
It's okay to have a potty mouth.
Yeah, good. I enjoy it, actually. I think it really just shows the depths of somebody, you know, when you can just really say a good S-bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can just be like,
exactly.
You know what? Boom. Okay, so let me see. Well, a fun fact about you is that before you were on Big Brother Canada, you were on Sequester with Ramses and Judd. How was that experience? Because Sequester is like all that wrapped up in 7 days, and it's pretty hardcore, I heard. How was that experience? Did it get you ready for Big Brother Canada?
that was actually a hard experience. I wasn't ready for that either. The thing is, for that, especially because for that, when you start shit-talking and all that, people on Twitter just literally, you know, you could read Twitter after every episode. So I started talking from the beginning. I only lasted 2 episodes. So that didn't really work out for me. You can't really stir up the pot on that show. So it's not really for me, you know. It wasn't really for me. But I'm glad I did it. It was a good experience. I got to meet a good bunch of people. And, yeah, it was a really great experience.
I actually just did an event in California, and there was about, I'd say, like, 8 different people from Sequester there. So I was just like, okay, representing Sequester.
If you want to do that show, play nice, make friends, don't stir up the pot, and, yeah, make sure people on Twitter don't get angry at you.
All right. Well, I was asked to do it, but I wasn't able to do it the time that I was asked, so.
Yeah, don't play like me.
So, wait, I have a potty mouth like you. Okay.
Yeah.
Now what?
Fine, but just like, you know, as long as you don't say, oh, I'm gonna do this, and people will know, okay, this guy's talking shit about everybody here. Let's get his ass out.
All right. I'll have to do some research if I go back on Sequester. Okay, so speaking of Big Brother fandom, I was talking about before we took the call. Now, Big Brother fandom is crazy. I love Big Brother fans. I'm saying crazy in the most loving way possible, you know?
Yeah.
Because they are balls to the walls. If they're with you, they are with you, and they chopping people down, okay? If they against you, they trying to chop your ass down. But never mind. If you give them good Big Brother, they're going to welcome you in. Talk about digesting the Big Brother fans and just coming out and being on the streets and probably people waving you down and tackling you.
It must be, like, exciting, like, just to experience that. I mean, I know when I came out, I was like, whoa, this is, like, huge. I didn't realize how big it was.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, I mean, I'm humbled just because all my experiences so far have been positive. I haven't really had too much negativity, you know. There's obviously a couple of Twitter trolls here and there, but I enjoy those the most because then, you know, because I troll a lot. So when I get someone trolling me, I start laughing at it, and I just troll them right back. So I don't even care. But the fans out here, you know, especially when they see you, they want to, or they take a picture or you make their day, especially the little kids, you know, like when a little kid's excited to meet you or something, that makes your day a lot better. And, I mean, I know in the U.S. it's probably even bigger, but, you know, us here in Canada, even like getting those fans, you know, it's a great experience, actually. It's a great experience. It's humbling. I haven't had any crazy ones, though. Thank you.
All right. Well,
I have a question for you, Amanda.
All the crazy's going to come out. The crazies are coming out. All right. Go ahead, Jerry.
What has been your most touching experience that you've had with a fan since you've been out of the house? You know, I know a lot of fans will do really awesome things for, you know, people that come out of Big Brother houses, and, you know, they'll really lay their feelings out, you know, on the line and do amazing things for Big Brother, you know, people that they like. So has anybody done anything amazing for you or said anything really touching for you, or what's been the most amazing fan thing?
Especially, like, I mean, I have a lot of my, like, you know, I've reached, you know, I've been blessed with, like, some of the fans that I have. And, like you say, literally they'll stick out their neck for you, which is kind of amazing, actually. And, you know, I've had fans sending me gifts. I've had fans sending me, like, artwork. I have had fans sending me, like, mail, letters. But the most touching one was probably this one girl. Like, it really touched me a lot. She's, you know, she was, she's ill. She has a little bit of a disease, and she's been fighting it, and she's probably one of the strongest people I've ever met. And, you know, I met her at finale, finally, and it touched me, you know, the fact that I was her favorite and the fact that I could put a smile on her face and all that. Like,
wow.
That was, to me, that was tough. I cried a little bit. And just to meet a person that's, you know, that's fighting the good fight and that passionate, and the fact that I could, you know, just help on putting a smile on their face, that to me meant the world.
Trust me, to
that's amazing.
To somebody that's ill, that means so much that you brightened her day. I can tell you without question that you made her day, and probably many, many days. I have a few different illnesses myself, and I've been through it. And to know that you were there for her and you did that for her is awesome. Just so awesome.
Thank you so much.
It just makes everything worth it when you have a story like that, you know? So,
oh, yeah, everything is worth it.
Absolutely. Well, that's great.
Makes everything better.
Oh, I want to cry. I want to cry. I love hearing stuff like that.
Let's not start crying and make me cry.
We're not
going
to cry.
Right. We're not going to cry. We're just going to appreciate you know, hope that, you know, these fans out there can just continue to be the best that they are and amazing, and we wouldn't be anywhere where we are if it wasn't for them, so...
Yeah, boy, exactly. Whether you're a lover, whether you're a hater, we won't be anywhere without you. The more lovers, the better, and the more haters, the better.
Exactly.
Will you be watching Big Brother USA?
Ooh, yeah. That's coming up soon.
Yeah, I've definitely watched Big Brother USA. I've watched a few seasons of Big Brother USA, yeah.
Yeah, you should really watch season 10. You know, not that I'm biased, but...
I can't say that I've watched season 10, but you know what? I'm going to definitely watch it. I've watched
season 10, rated the best Big Brother ever.
I didn't really like the last one that much.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people did. I don't think a lot of people did, but don't worry about it. Just turn on Twitter. They're having a ball right now. throwing shade at each other. So.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Oh, yeah. There's just a lot of stuff going on. Between this one and that one, and this one and this one and that one, and then that one and this one, and then this one and that one and this one, and it's...
At least
hey, you know, they got to make sure that before Big Brother 20 comes in that they're going out with the bang. What was the first thing you wanted to eat when you got out of the house? Like, you were like, just, you know, I want to eat some, like, lobster.
Okay, I'm Lebanese. No, I'm Lebanese.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I wanted to eat was chicken shawarma.
Mm.
I don't know if you like shawarma or not, but it's to die for. So that's the first thing I want. I just wanted chicken shawarma, some rice, and, you know, some Lebanese foods.
Yeah.
All I want. And obviously my mom's homemade hummus. Oh, my God. To die for.
Oh, yum. I'm hungry.
And, you know, lobster, sushi, all that good stuff. I want to eat everything.
All right. Well, I hope you got your wish when you got to the house. I'm sure there was probably, like, plates and plates after plates of food waiting for you.
Because when I got eliminated, that was Easter weekend, so I had a nice feast.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you had a parade and feast after feast. You probably, like, couldn't even, like, move out of the chair.
I didn't move out of the chair for, like, 4 days.
That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you only have, like, maybe a couple more questions to ask. Did you attend the Big Brother Canada rap party? The one where the house guests get together. I'm so upset. This is my first year. I wasn't able to go. I've been for the past 5 years, so.
Oh, yeah.
Bummed out. How was that meeting the past alumni and just, you know, catching up with your cast and everything?
Catching up, especially my cast, you know, like, again, we got blessed with, like, a bunch of people. You know, we all liked each other. There was barely any animosity between our cast, you know. Alumni were also great. You know, I met a lot of them. Some of them were low-key annoying, but who cares? It's not a good time.
Well, like I said, dysfunctional family. That's what we are.
Like everybody, you're not gonna hate everybody. You're not gonna like everybody. And if somebody's gonna go out and say, "Yeah, I like everyone, I love everyone," then they're just plain lying.
Yeah. But I'm glad you got to experience that because it's always never a dull moment. I should say.
It was a good time. It was a good time, and thanks for everybody that pitched in and made that happen. You know, I don't want to mention names because I can go on and on, but thanks for everyone that pitched in and made that happen, you know. Made everybody feel special. It was pretty good.
So bummed out. I couldn't go.
Hopefully next year you can go.
Yeah, I mean, after 5 years of going in a row, and then, you know, like, I had to go be the supervisor of this big to-do, and now look. Wasn't able to go there.
There you go. At least you did something important.
I guess so, yeah. Yep, I babysat grown adults.
It was terrible. You didn't miss out much. Don't worry. It was terrible. You should wish you were there.
Oh, good. It's good to know. Well, we got maybe one more question to answer, and it's more of like kind of like a two-part question. I know there's probably people out there wondering, you know, about your casting process, your tryout process. Can you give anybody out there listening that, you know, is saying to themselves, you know, I could never do it. You know, they're not looking for someone like me. I wouldn't know what to do or say. Could you just give them some advice out there? Let them know, like, what's up? Like, just bring it. But in your words, because I'm sure you got some good ones.
First of all, I don't know why anyone would ever think that they wouldn't want me. Because, you know, they're looking for different personality. Whether you're funny, whether you're cocky, whether you're, you know, you're smart, whether you're dumb. You know, they're looking for different personalities. All I'm going to say is be yourself, you know, even if you're a boring character. Because even boring characters are going to get casted, you know. Just be yourself, you know, kick it up a notch when you're there. Show them what you're all about. Don't just, you know, basically just apply no regrets. The thing is, if you're going to tell yourself they don't want me, you don't know. Send in a video, go to an open call, whatever, you know, and if you don't get accepted the first time, don't just give up. I know people that applied, like, for example, Ryan, he applied, like, for the first 5 seasons, and he got accepted on the 6th, kind of thing. Like, just don't give up. Just, you know, kick it up a notch, be yourself, man.
and wow them. Basically, like, make them remember you. Just be like me, man. Just be like me. Go out and say I'm going to do a bunch of shit and do it.
Yeah, especially don't say that they don't want me, because they're going to feel that coming from you, you know?
Yeah.
No matter what type of person you are, you're awesome. Just know it.
Energetic. Like, you know, don't be too dull. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. Just give it your all and hope for the best, and it'll come.
The last final words of Hamza on Manic Monday. If you guys didn't listen to him, then you suck. No, I'm sorry. That's not a way to build morale.
Thank you so much to both of you for having me on your show. It's cool. I enjoyed it. You know, I didn't, you know, I was trying to play nice the whole time. I hope.
Yeah, but I poke the bear. I poke
the bear a little bit. I didn't want to be too, you know, too out there, but maybe next time. We'll see. Maybe next time I'll spill some more tea. But, you know, thank you so much for having me on the show. Thanks for everybody that's supporting me out there, for all my fans, especially, you know, the real ones out there. Thank you so much. To all my haters, thank you so much, because you make my day so much better. Please keep the hate coming, because I love reading it. So keep hating on me. All the other people, I'm never going to stop throwing shades. And no, it's not because I want to stay relevant. It's just because it's who I am. If I see something that I have to comment on or something I don't like, I'm just going to state my fact. And if people are going to take it the wrong way, so be it, whatever. And if you don't like me, that's fine. I still like you. And if you love me, I love you too. And if you don't want to follow me on Twitter, that's fine. You can click the unfollow button.
Well, that was the best thing I heard all night. Hamza, when Big Brother 20 starts, we have different house guests from all different Big Brothers, whether it's U.S., Canada. We would love to have you give us your synopsis of what went down that week, that day, whatever it is. But we'd love to have you back to spill it.
For sure.
To give some shade.
I would love to come spill some tea on some BB 20 house guests. You know, maybe one of these days they'll let me play BB 20. You never know. I think they need someone like me in that house anyway.
I think, like, them intermingling, like Canada and
US,
that would be awesome.
Make it happen. That would be amazing.
All right, we're working on
everybody,
it. Behind the scenes.
That might be one of the highest rated shows, I feel like. Canada versus US. Make it happen.
All right, well, making it happen. Well, thank you once again for coming on. Team Hummus. Team Hummus.
Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at HamzaBBCan. Follow me on Instagram at HamzaBBCan. Got some exciting stuff coming up, so we'll see.
Follow. All right, Hamza. Thank you again. Have a terrific night.
Have a good day.
Tell Carol we said hi. All right.
I will.
All right. Bye now.
All right.
Thank you, Hamza.
Woo! He had to, you know, he came in gentle. He came in gentle.
I did.
We like this, the gentle side, you know.
Yeah.
You're still hibernating.
Yeah. A little bit of my softer side, I guess.
Well, we like it. Thank you again, Hamza.
For having me on the show.
Bye. Yes. 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 Well, if that wasn't one of the
great
best back to Manic Monday guest, I think he was fantastic. He will be back on, you guys. He probably just didn't know what to do. He was probably like, I don't know. Like, am I allowed to swear? Am I allowed to, like, spill the tea? So now that he knows, he going calm, all ready to go. Even though he was ready to go, he was just kind of like, you know, on the sidelines, like,
he's feeling
what's going to happen. Yeah, he's feeling us out. That's fine. We're all good with the feeling out. You know, because some places, oh, you can't swear. You know, because of, like, maybe regulations and rules. Or
there are some other podcasts where you can't swear. And
yeah. That's understandable, yeah. Everybody does things different, right, Sherry?
That's right.
Over here, we've kind of had an open-door policy. We want the person to just be themselves and feel free. soar like a bird in the sky. So we'll be back with Hamza in the near future. Just to point this out, you guys, that we will not be back next week because it is a holiday, Memorial Day. That's the start of summer. And myself and Cherry want you all to enjoy your family, your friends, and celebrating Memorial Day and just spend quality time with each other, getting the family together, whatever it is that you do, going to the beach for the first time, bringing the dog to the beach, whatever your heart desires, we want you to enjoy yourself. We will be back the following week. I don't know the date on that yet, but it's going to be, I believe, June something. but we will be back. Big Brother US will be starting in, I'd say, about 6 weeks, if not earlier than that. So be ready for that. Finale is in a couple days of Survivor. And as we've heard, Amazing Race is having the Big Brother takeover. So be prepared to see our favorite Big Brother contestants get together. You'll never know what type of teams they will be bringing, but they're going to be a little bit off the ordinary realm. There'll be some teams that are getting along, some teams that don't. So we'll talk about that when the time is right. But right now, we need to close the show out, and we'll be doing a 7 to 8 o'clock show, our next shows in the near future. So just make sure you mark it on your calendar. And I'm just going to say this one last time. Thank you so much, Cherry Pie, for being back. We missed you. We love you. And we're just so all happy that you are doing better. Thank you again. And let's close out the show. I know it's been a while.
And that will be June 4th. I just wanted to go and look it up on the calendar. It will be June 4th that we'll be back.
All right. Perfect.
So, just want to say thank you again to everybody. And we'll close out the show with Ron, as we always do. I hope everybody has a great weekend and Memorial Day weekend as well with your family and friends. Take care. And like Michelle said, we'll be back on June 4th. So here's Ron to take us out. Good night, all. God bless.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Always a great one when we've been away for so long and we get to come back like this. Michelle, there was a question in the chat room that Kim asked that I want to get to you before we go. She says, has Michelle heard of any of the duos for Amazing Race? Do you know of any?
I just saw the rumors, so I'm not really going to get into it because I've seen numerous people with different teammates. So till the actual official list comes out, then I'd like to talk about it. But when I have one person, three different teammates, you just don't know what's true or not. But I did hear Jesse and Dan for my season, so that's interesting. But
wow,
we will see. We'll hopefully have more of an actual confirmed list because it's been kind of confirmed team, and I would think that they would come out with the actual cast. So by the time that we get back next, we should be able to have some clarity on some teams. So, all right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Question. Thank you, Kim. Awesome.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much. It's so great to be back with you, and we'll do this all over again on June 4th.
All right.
After
see everybody
Memorial
then.
Day. All right. Take care.
Yay. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
love you guys.
Good night. Love you guys. And Memorial Day. Be safe.